The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Who really looks forward to a hospital stay? Well, it may go something like this. We want to take you in for tests. Sounds innocent enough. I thought of bed trays, meals, and rests, and all that pampered stuff. I bought an attractive robe to start, packed book and magazine, and settled down to be a part of hospital routine. Ah, yikes! Help! Help! Sip this, chew that, gargle, swallow. Breathe in, breathe out, focus, follow. This side, that side, poke and probe. So much for the attractive robe. Flex your muscles, make a fist, bend your elbow, turn your wrist. Veins for sticking, tubes for feeding, so much for the leisure reading. Up and down and out and in, there's no place their instruments haven't been. Whew! Home never looked so good, or family so dear. Back to my own neighborhood. I'll recover here. Oh, boy, yes, hospital stay is not what you think it might be. All right, we want to keep you out of the hospital. And thanks for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. It's the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy. David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio, and we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Hey, who needs something in your cup to wake up when you have us on your radio? More stimulating talk radio without the caffeine. In this hour of the program, Dr. Earl Mendel joins us. He is a best-selling author, and I do mean best-selling, having authored close to 60 books, health-oriented books, that have been translated into over 30 languages worldwide, including his wildly popular Vitamin Bible, which has sold over 10 million copies. And he's also a pharmacist, anti-aging advocate, and internationally recognized expert on nutrition to help us kick off National Nutrition Month. Who better to do that than Dr. Earl Mendel? And he'll be with us just a few short radio minutes after a few announcements and a few features for you. Cardiologists, let's talk about them. You know, as far as nutrition goes, they actually, you know, you would think that they would be trained in this, but they lack a lot of nutritional, actually most nutrition knowledge. Scientific evidence shows that changes in diet have reduced heart problems by as much as 70%, but most patients can't expect dietary advice or help from their cardiologist. This according to a study in the American Journal of Medicine. Survey of 930 practicing and in-training cardiologists found that most spend just 3 minutes discussing nutrition with patients. And 9 out of 10 doctors surveyed received minimal or no nutrition education during their cardiology training. That is shocking. Cardiologists who personally follow a diet, though, a healthy diet, that is, are more likely to counsel their patients on nutrition. But get this, only 1 in 5 doctors surveyed ate the recommended daily servings of fruits and vegetables. So still a long way to go, but, you know, progress. We have made some progress in that arena, and we'll talk more about that with Dr. Earl Mendel in just a few minutes. Right, a recent Good Morning America segment. Well, you know what? I'm going to save this for when I have Mendel on the program. And let's see, we'll go there and save that for this. And later this hour, it's Dick Allgaier's Health Report. And on today's edition, how vulnerable to hack attacks are medical devices, you know, the ones people rely on for, well, life, like a heart pacemaker, for example. Dick has the details on that. Then how much is moderate or modest when it comes to drinking? You'll find out the amount. Also, how many bad days a year do you have to suffer from an unpleasant life? And what constitutes a bad day? Well, all these news stories coming your way on Dick's Report a little later in the program. Let's go to the fitness file and talk about healthy reasons to play tennis. And these could apply to many other sports as well, but this particular study showed that a weekly or more frequent game delivers significant health benefits, including, I'll just run down the list, 1 to 10, a healthier heart, lower body fat, stronger bones, less stress and anxiety, less depression, better coordination. Yes, it does take coordination to play tennis, at least playing it effectively. Improving agility, as well as healthier cholesterol and improved brain power. So, tennis anyone? All right, so much for the fitness file. Let's see, sexual health returns next week, but let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Okay. Here's a cartoon. I know this is radio and not television, so I can't show this to you, but picture a cartoon where the man is in the empty room, and he just has one seat in the corner, and in the bubble, in the voice bubble, it says, "My virtual assistant and my robot cleaner stole all my cryptocurrency and eloped in my self-driving car." You know, that's the problem with technology. I think it's getting a little too technical. All right. And elsewhere, some humorous T-shirt slogans. Oh, what about this one? Would you wear this shirt? It says, "I'm outdoorsy. I drink wine on the patio." Okay. Let's see. Here's one. "You may not have lost all your marbles, but there's definitely a hole in the bag." How about that one? Or, "If I'm ever on life support, unplug me, then plug me back in. See if that works." Just like a computer. And just a couple others. "I'm not completely useless. I can be used for a bad example, or as a bad example." And finally, "Pubs, the official sunblock of Ireland." Well, that's accurate, I guess. You can't get sunburn if you're indoors in a pub or in a bar, right? All right, so much for the funnies. I know it was just a half a laugh. Sometimes it's a laugh and a half, though, but, you know, we don't want to have it too funny. We don't want you to laugh till you leak. Okay, let's see. We have a few other articles I want to get to. Oh, there was one article from last hour's show on peanut butter. See if I can find that one. But in the meantime, let's talk about this being National Nutrition Month. And besides high-protein diets and low-carb diets, and when people think of nutrition, they often think of vitamins. Well, the U.S. dietary supplement use is on the rise, according to this research. 76% of Americans, over 3 in 4 Americans, say they take dietary supplements now. That's an increase of 5 percentage points from last year. Number one on the list, multivitamins, followed by vitamin D, vitamin C, and then calcium follows that, as well as B complex. And then, you know, there's protein, omega-3s, etc. But one that I wouldn't be without is xanthocin. That's astaxanthin. It's 1,000-plus times more effective or active in its antioxidant power than vitamin C or E. So it really is the master antioxidant as far as nutritional supplements go and antioxidant nutrients. And, I mean, for skin health, joint health, heart health, it's a safe and anti-inflammatory available at all your GNCs. All right, let's see if I come across that. We'll get back to the peanut butter article. And we still have a few. Okay, here. What President Trump orders at McDonald's. not to judge anybody politically, but to judge them nutritionally. I'm going to save that also for Dr. Mindell, and we'll get that on in just a few minutes. But let me get back to where I was. And my in the first hour of the program. Where is it? I know it's somewhere here. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, here's my file. No, you know what? Actually, let's take a break, and I'll find that peanut butter article, and then we'll have Dr. Mindell talking about, among other things, nutrition as medicine, and we'll have a great hour of information for you. Also, Dick Allgaier's health report coming up as well later in the program. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. But if you can't stick around, our show is rebroadcast at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Back after this as Dr. Health continues.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on the station you're listening to. It's Dr. Health Radio. Dr. Health's the name, wellness is the game, and here to keep us well through the magic of nutrition and nutritional medicine, Dr. Earl Mindell, my guest this hour, a best-selling author, and as I mentioned earlier in the program, he is, he emphasizes best and best-selling. He has authored 59 health-oriented books, translated into 34 languages worldwide, and his vitamin Bible, wildly popular, is selling over 11 million copies. He's also a pharmacist and internationally recognized expert on nutrition, and who better to help us kick off National Nutrition Month than the legendary Dr. Earl Mindell. Good morning, Dr. Mindell. How the health are you?
I'm terrific, David. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Thank you so much.
You're right. Health is, it should be every month is health awareness.
Yeah, right, right. Like 24/7, 365. And I know you've been on Good Morning America, Oprah, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, and been cited in the Wall Street Journal and all the major magazines, Washington Post, USA Today. I remember you were on David Letterman. What was the context there? Was it the top 10 nutrition tips or something?
He didn't do the top 10, but he wanted to know about, actually it was kind of an interesting interview. He wanted to know about basically vitamins, why he should take a supplement, etc. which, of course, over the years, it's always the same thing. Most people are very, shall we say, ignorant about taking supplements, yet our government makes the processors of all these junk foods add some vitamins and minerals because there's nothing left in them.
Right. And I was, before you came on, Dr. Mendel, I was talking about the fact that this is a recent study on U.S. dietary supplement use, and it's on the rise. 76% of Americans now take dietary supplements, a 5% increase over just 1 year ago. So that's a good thing.
It is happening. Well, we're going, both of us will be at a Natural Food Expo next weekend.
Right, yes.
Which is the biggest show in the world.
That's right.
I think about 80,000.
80,000, yeah. Mm-hmm.
80,000 people. I remember many years ago it was a small little group, and now it's growing and getting bigger. In fact, I'm going to be autographing one of my new books, which I think is going to be the hottest thing in the field this century.
And what is that? Do tell.
It's called Healing with Hemp CBD Oil.
Oh, wow. We're going to have you back on that for that that book for sure. Yeah, that's a whole other program, which we don't have time for today, but we'll definitely have you back on that. Now, speaking of media, by the way, let me ask you one last thing, which I haven't asked in previous interviews, and that is when you were on Oprah, what was the context there?
That was an interesting thing, too. She said to me off camera, she says, "I'm so hungry I could eat the microphone." So I told her about, at the time, there was an interesting supplement that unfortunately didn't have a very long shelf life when it comes to your body.
Oh.
It actually helped to, there's a satiation point in your brain. Yeah, otherwise, you eat and all of a sudden, that's it. You're full, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this particular substance seems to be able to control that satiation point. But I got news for you. There's something new it's not new, but it's been around that does the same thing, and it's a food.
Oh, and then can you let us in on that little tip?
Yes, it's called walnuts.
Walnuts, really?
Yeah, there's a new research study, and I'm doing some public relations for the walnut industry. There's a new research study showing that just a handful of walnuts actually releases in the brain that satiation point. So it's a way to actually lose weight. Try it. Just a few whole natural walnuts before you eat, about maybe a half hour before you eat, and all of a sudden you feel you're not hungry.
Oh, well, you know, walnuts are one of the healthiest nuts to eat regardless.
Absolutely. One of the healthiest foods, and yet most people never even think of it. So I say, why not walnuts?
Try it
before a meal, and you'll be amazed. But you got to get the whole natural walnut. You know, it's interesting that most of the nuts or seeds, they have to salt them. They have to put some type of sweetening agent or something. But walnuts are fine without them.
Yeah, and they're not overly, you don't have to eat them overly roasted like most of the other nuts.
Not at all. In fact,
they're crunchy as they're in their raw state. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, okay, let's get back to media. Now, a recent Good Morning America segment, and I know you've been on Good Morning America, but I forget the resident doctor's name. I forget her name, but I happened to be watching at a friend's house the other day, and she poses the question, is there a link between mental health and diet? And she's citing a new study. Does state that eating processed foods like ice cream and chips and sugary foods degrades your mental health, and then eating lots of fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy, and limiting your sugars and sweets actually helps mental health. And the take-home message she gave on the air was to take a holistic view of nutrition. She advised viewers, what a concept!
Wow! I tell you, David, I don't like to usually talk about this, but if you look at all these school shooters, all these crazy
people, yes,
their diet is atrocious.
That's right.
It's the worst possible thing. It is a fact. It's not the only factor, definitely a factor.
Yes,
leading to anxiety and
depression.
Stress.
Aggression.
Amazing that they're finally realizing that our diet is I think, the most important thing that we can do to better our health. In fact, I'll make a statement. If we could get the American population to eat real foods, foods that don't have labels on them, you ready? I think we could close half the hospitals.
Oh, that's I think that's an understatement, sir.
Yeah,
really.
Because we wouldn't need them. You see, we would be healthy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, Dr. Mandel, they say, well, look at technology, what it is today. You know, we're saving more people than ever. But it's only because we have to have the technology to save them from the technology that also puts them there in the first place, the
right.
Processing of the foods. Now, by the way, along this same line, a review published in the medical journal Lancet suggested that diet, get this, is as important to psychiatry as it is to cardiology, endocrinology, and gastroenterology. In other words, the mind and body are connected. What a medical breakthrough.
Wow. We've been talking about that, for 25, 30 years?
Yeah, if not longer. Yes.
It's true that I think they're starting to realize the whole thing, but my feeling is that we have got to start to take our health in our own hands because, you know, the government says they have the CARE Act, the Health Care Act. It has nothing to do with health. It has to do with sickness.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, if you're sick, run somewhere.
From the hospital.
Emergency room or what do you call it? Emergency care.
Urgent care.
But what do we do if we're healthy? Well, we've got to work at it.
Yeah.
And our diet, taking supplements. I've been taking supplements now for over 55 years.
Mm.
And I just went for a physical. My wife made me go, so I went. A fairly young cardiologist, he said, you know, your arteries are really clear for your age. I said, well, I've been kind of taking care of myself for the last 50 years. He says, and your vitamin D is excellent. I said, that's because I take a supplement every day. I mean, it was like, to him, it was a surprise that...
it's rocket science. It's so, nutritional rocket science, I guess.
Hey, we're living to be about almost 80 years of age on the average. I think if we really were to take as good care of ourselves as we do our dogs, cats, automobiles, rose bushes, and front lawns, we'd live to be 120 to 150.
Probably easily, yes so. That would be rightly so. Now, this is 2018, Dr. Mandel, and you know, we've known each other for decades. But back about 100 years ago when you were going to school, no, I'm just kidding, but when you're, you know, getting your degrees,
right.
You know, were your instructors aware of nutrition and how important it was?
Not at all, no. Okay. I mean, all we knew was vitamin B1, if you're deficient, it's beriberi and pellagra and all these.
Mm.
It was always a negative connotation that they were always talking about deficiencies.
In other words, if you didn't have a disease, you're not vitamin deficient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, that everybody is getting enough nutrients, only in a very small percent. Now, today, I think we are the most overweight, overfed and undernourished nation in the world.
Without question. No, that's for sure. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, any new vitamin or mineral that we should be aware of coming?
Well, here's what I talk about. I think right now, and people ask me, what do I take? I think a lot of things, but the new things are relatively new. The herb turmeric.
Yes.
The active ingredient
take it every day.
Curcumin.
Mm-hmm.
It's an anti-inflammatory spice, herb, whatever you want to call it, that's been known in India for eons.
Well, where we broadcast from here in Hawaii, it's known as Olena, and it grows on every island here in the tropics because it's
exactly.
A tropical plant. It's
yeah.
A relative of ginger.
Yeah.
So,
so turmeric, thank goodness for probiotics. All of a sudden, probiotics in the last few years have become much better known because all the yogurt commercials say they are a source of probiotics. They're the friendly bacteria, and I think we're starting to realize that if you're going to be healthy, you better have a healthy gut.
That's right.
And the probiotics are the good guys. Everybody knows what the antibiotic,
mm-hmm.
anti-against, bios means life. Well, probiotics are pro-life.
That's right.
So, turmeric, curcumin, antibiotic, probiotics, I'm sorry. And finally, omega-3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can stress enough how important. And, of course, I remember when I was a little boy, they used to always say, fish is good for you, brain food, and whatever. Well, omega-3, which is a good source from fish, or flaxseed, mm-hmm. which is the vegetarian form.
Although if you're diabetic and have metabolic disorders, you can't make the conversion, right? To the
That's right. It doesn't convert as well, but fish oil is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was a little boy, I grew up in Canada, pretty cold climate. And in the winter, we were given a spoonful of good old fish liver oil.
That's right.
Which was a source of vitamin A and D and probably had some of the omega-3. Mm-hmm. I used to run to school faster because it was so horrible. But they knew that vitamins A and D were the anti-infective and today, look at vitamin D. That's the next one I was going to mention. Anybody who isn't taking a vitamin D supplement is very foolish. Because let's be realistic. Unless you live in Hawaii, where you guys do, in paradise, most of us spend most of our time indoors, not outdoors.
But get this, Dr. Mendel. One of the studies on vitamin D was done with the elderly population here in Honolulu. Mm-hmm. And they found that they were grossly vitamin D deficient because as we age, we convert less of the sunlight to vitamin D. And then also people, because they're so phobic. Yeah, thank you.
Exactly.
They're actually here, you know, people put on sunscreens before
exactly.
they even go outdoors in the Hawaiian sun. So that's a problem as well as the fact that people here tend to be, you know, we have, for instance, intermarriage, 50% interracial marriage here versus 5 to 15% on the mainland. So anyway, we have a large Asian population, of course, the Hawaiian population, South Pacific
right.
Islanders, et cetera. So we have a lot of darker skinned people here. And the darker your skin, the less conversion of that you're going to make
exactly.
from the sun of vitamin D, because, you know, the reason that you have dark skin is to protect yourself from the sun.
And it takes harmful rays of sun.
Yeah, it takes longer to produce the D in your skin.
Yeah, vitamin D3, that's the natural source,
yes.
is the one I take. I take 5,000 IUs a day, and I'll tell you something. If people would do that, they would notice that all of a sudden they don't get colds. They don't sick.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a minor. It doesn't last very long, but it does happen.
Yeah.
It builds up your immune system.
That's right.
So those are some of the things that are hot today, which have been around for a long time, but they become more aware. Of course, the multiple vitamin and mineral is the way to go for me because nobody's going to take 26 or 30
that's
different
right.
things.
Mm-hmm. Although that's good that you're pointing these out as far as the ancillary or adjunctive nutrients, because you don't get, in a typical vitamin mineral, you don't get enough or if any omega-3s
exactly
or enough probiotics. By the way, next week at this time, we're going to be doing the entire hour on probiotic nutrition. So if you want to know more about probiotics for your listeners out there in Radio Land, next week, mark your calendars right now, 168 hours from right now, we'll be doing the entire show on that. Now, getting back to turmeric, and what other herbs? I know you wrote the Herb Bible as well, the new Herb Bible.
Right.
What are your hot herbs?
Well, of course, melatonin, tryptophan, they're not really herbs.
Amino acids, yeah, right.
But that's a wonderful thing for sleep aid because a lot of people have problems with sleeping. Women can be helped with Vitex or Chasteberry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing for menopause, PMS, things like that. But we're learning more about these herbs all the time. And my feeling is one of the energy type thing. Of course, you have your ginsengs, which have been known forever in Korea, etc.
St. John's wort for depression. It's been shown.
That's an interesting one. You see, the problem is, David, that you see, people are taking these antidepressant drugs, and they're worried that when they add the St. John's wort, it makes the antidepressant drugs more potent.
Right.
Well, if they took St. John's Wort by itself for mild moderate depression,
they wouldn't need
the drug. Right. But heaven forbid that would happen.
that's so true. Now, we need to take a bottom of our station ID break. And when we come back, Dr. Mendel, I want to ask you about eating roots and fruits and different nutrients in the foods, because obviously, you know, we talked about some supplements and supplemental things to have in your diet. But really, the basis of a good nutritional program is food as well as beverages. And unfortunately, about 15-20% of our calories come from beverages, and that's a whole other program, but we can touch on that. But let's talk about some of the fruits and vegetables that you recommend and some of the more nutrient-dense ones. And then we'll talk about also your other books. You have, Oh, yeah, I almost forgot, the Memory Bible. That's it. So we'll talk about that as well. My special guest this hour to help us kick off National Nutrition Month, Dr. Earl Mendel. You can go to drearlmendel.com for all his books and all the plethora of information, just a spectacular array of almost 60 books on health and nutrition. So back after this as we continue here on this special edition of Dr. Health.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Snow,
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 snow.
Hey, it is David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us. The snowman says, when it comes to medicine, one thing's for sure. The trick is to survive the cure. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. with us today on our special edition of the program, Dr. Earl Mendel, author of The Vitamin Bible and dozens of other books on health, nutrition, and medicine. And we're talking today about nutrition. And Dr. Mendel, let's launch into fruits, talking about fruits. What do you call a cantaloupe, a sad cantaloupe? What do you call a sad cantaloupe?
A sad cantaloupe. What do you call it?
Melancholy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let
okay.
Me...
I'll spare people the fruit jokes. Okay.
Let me say this, David. The darker the color of your fruits and vegetables, the more nutritious.
That is so true.
So it's real simple. If you're eating dead lettuce, some call it iceberg lettuce. Head lettuce.
Right.
Lettuce itself is pretty worthless, actually. It's basically water. But are you ready for this? You know about the minus calorie vegetable?
Oh, yeah, negative calorie, yeah, celery.
Celery, right. It takes you more effort chewing and digesting the thing than what's in there.
And you know, regarding celery, it would be much easier to reduce if celery tasted like chocolate mousse.
That's true.
So the takeaway message, I think, Dr. Mendel, is what you're saying is use your head, don't eat head lettuce.
Okay. Well, not only that, but I think that even the government is saying we should be getting 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I think it should be more like 10 to 15 servings. In fact, they say half your plate should be with vegetables. Mm-hmm. You can't overdose on vegetables.
No.
And the majority of people in this country, if they're lucky, they get 2 servings per day instead of a minimum of 5 to 10.
And nobody eats enough greens. I mean, it's you know, they might eat enough fruits because fruits taste good. They have a longer shelf life. They are easy to prepare. I mean, you just peel a banana versus you have to wash the lettuce. You have to shred it or dice it or, you know, put dressing on it, whatever. Or the greens, rather, not just lettuce. But, so how can we implement or incorporate more greens into people's diets? I know Kyolic has the Kyo greens, which is a concentrated green drink. You just mix in a spoonful. And
whatever you can do to get those greens in. But I think it's try to make your diet, your plate, as colorful as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, the darker the color, the more nutritious the product. But I'll tell you something. I remember years and years ago, when first I went to Hawaii. We went on a pineapple plantation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you taste fresh pineapple compared to what happens when they ship it back to the mainland, I mean, there's no comparison. It's like, you know, you go into a grocery store now, and tomatoes, they look nice, beautiful color, and, you know, shape and all that. But you can take it and throw it against a wall, and it won't bruise
right.
because the skin is so tight. But a real tomato is luscious and soft and very, very fragile.
Fresh. But we should say that, you know, sometimes the food manufacturers and marketers get the best of us, or they'll enterprise, or they'll play up on that as far as fresh. And like freshly baked white bread or freshly baked cookies
right.
Are still cookies, and they're still white bread even though they're freshly baked.
The three whites, white flour, white sugar, and white salt. And I tell you, that I think the worst of the three is the white salt, because salt is everywhere. It's omnipotent.
That's right.
It's
ubiquitous.
Every,
yeah.
every processed food, because it makes the taste better. It also, it's a preservative.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, that's
and that's, I think, one of the reasons that we have such a problem with hypertension, high blood pressure in the country. We're eating way too much salt. And, of course, white bread is devoid of all the fiber, almost everything. And white sugar, forget it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're all really bad. We don't need any white sugar at all.
No. But there's one white flour that I do recommend, Dr. Mendel. And you know, as with most things in life, there are exceptions to the rule. Do you know which white flour it is? Cauliflower. All right. Moving right along.
Well, you're on today, David.
Well, and then the beans. There's one bean that you should avoid at all costs.
Go ahead.
Jelly beans.
You're right.
Okay. All right. Let's get into this. This I had saved from, this was just recent news, what President Trump orders at McDonald's. And I want to run this by
my goodness.
Hey. Nothing to be political about other than his diet.
Nutritionally. Wait a minute. I got to tell you what happened.
Okay, because, sure. Please.
You know, it's pathetic. He had the his personal physician, right, got on the television and said that our president is in terrific shape, everything is fine. What they did was they added an extra inch to his height, because otherwise at 239 pounds, he would be obese.
Oh, really?
So yeah, how do you like that one?
So what they said, he's 6'4 instead of 6'3?
Exactly, whatever it was. And his diet, he drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day.
Exactly, that's what I have in this.
I don't know about you, but if I drank 12 Diet Cokes with that much caffeine, I'd be higher than a Washington Monument.
Okay, let's see what he eats. Here we go. What President Trump orders at McDonald's, two Big Macs, which are 540 calories in one Big Mac, mind you, 950 milligrams of sodium. Just hear me out, then you can comment on this. 28 grams of the wrong kind of fat. But wait, there's more. He also orders two fillet of fish. And just one fillet of fish gives you 20 grams of fat, 660 milligrams of sodium. A chocolate milkshake to wash it all down.
Oh,
that's 530 liquid calories, 15 grams of fat, 74 grams of sugar, a couple ounces of sugar, literally. Which, okay, the total caloric intake, 2,430 calories, 111 grams of fat, 230 grams of carbohydrate, and almost 3,500 milligrams of sodium. And you need all of these nutrients in your diet every day, but not in the
much.
Quantities. They're over the top, and the kinds of nutrients are not healthy. In other words, these are bad fats, not the friendly ones. The carbs don't have enough fiber, and the sugar is refined, as you mentioned earlier. And then adding insult to injury, as you mentioned, Dr. Mandel, Trump consumes up to, and some are diet drinks, some are sugar sweetened sodas, but up to 12 cans a day.
Yep.
So, and then the rest of the president's diet, apparently foods like KFC and pizza and cookies and other highly processed foods. And lastly, as you know, you've seen in the press releases, his love of desserts like ice cream and cakes and pies, whereas he gets two servings, everybody else gets
well,
one.
At 239 pounds, you have to eat a tremendous amount of calories. But I think it's pathetic that that physician that gave him a clean bill of health, I think is doing a dishonor to the country. Because if that's healthy, we are in big trouble.
But here's the thing. I of course, just reviewed President Trump's typical diet, but it could have been easily one of the millions of Americans who also eat this so-called all-American diet, or SAD, standard American diet.
I mean, more like pathetic.
Yeah, it's a recipe for obesity and heart disease and stroke and diabetes.
Well, he's
and
got
all
it.
The other.
I mean, he's doing exactly what's happening. And it's unreal to think that people eat that. I try when I go, I'm driving in my car and I see a fast food restaurant, I just press the gas a little, like a little faster by it.
Right. Now let's shift things to positive. Now this is a survey of 2,050 registered dietitians. This was done in the beginning of the year, and they said at the top of the list they were asked what's trending in nutrition for 2018, and here's the top 10 foods. Number one on the list, believe it or not, was fermented foods. The yogurt and kombucha, kefir, sauerkraut, tempeh, and everything. And then the dietitians commented that these foods will be highly sought after by consumers because of their powerful health benefits, mainly boosting gut health, as you mentioned earlier, and blunting inflammation. But other top 10 superfoods for this year: avocados, number two, seeds, nuts, green tea, ancient grains, kale, exotic fruits, coconut products, and salmon. And, you've talked about these for
forever.
Decades, as well as having books on some of these as well. So,
We talk about walnuts for definitely as a snack food, we look at other diets. I mean, I've spent a lot of time. I've been in Japan 16 times. I've been in Korea 3 times, and a Japanese and a Korean breakfast is very interesting. They eat a fermented soybean. I don't know.
Natto. You're talking about natto?
Natto, yeah. It's a little rough.
Yeah, right. As far as an acquired taste, yes.
It's stringy. It doesn't smell that great. But when you get used to it, natto has an enzyme, natto kinase, that actually helps against blood clots.
It's like a rotor-rooter of your arteries.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So we should start to look at other other people's diets around the world and take the benefits of each. And by the way, if you want to live the longest in this country, move to Hawaii. It would be a good idea, or Utah.
That's why I live here, yep.
But the people who live the longest are Seventh-day Adventists.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm not trying to promote any type of religion.
Sure.
But look at their diet. They don't smoke. They don't drink alcohol. They don't drink caffeinated beverages.
They don't eat meat.
And they don't eat meat. And they eat soy foods,
right,
which we produce. We're the biggest producer of soy foods in the world. And we send it. We use it for our hog, cattle, and chicken feed.
That's right. Isn't that something?
In fact, they were just saying that the Chinese might start to restrict their soy from American soy foods because what they do is they import our soy and they feed it to their hogs.
Okay.
So the hogs, the cattle, and the chicken, sometimes they're better fed than the average American.
Yeah, that's for sure, unfortunately. And speaking of diets, Dr. Mendel, you know, when it comes to diets, some of our listeners are on a no-carb diet. That is, they can't say no to carbs. And then there are those on a high-carb diet. When they see a carbohydrate-rich food, they say, "Hi, carb, let me eat you now," you know? And and then whatever diet you're on or off of, though, you know, we have the information to keep you trim and healthy here with Dr. Mendel.
Well, the problem is, as you know, that these carbohydrates, excess amount, turn into good old fat. It's not the fat in the diet. In fact, we need the omega-3, the good fats,
mm-hmm.
but we don't need all these so-called processed carbohydrates that we're eating by the barrels.
Well, and cholesterol, let's talk about that. It's caused by our high sugar consumption, especially fructose, not so much eggs and cholesterol-containing foods.
Right.
It's the sugar-containing foods that elevate your cholesterol levels as well as triglyceride levels, which are much more deleterious to your health from a biomarker standpoint than cholesterol ever is.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's so logical, David, that the standard American diet, or as you say, SAD, is more like pathetic. And we've got to start to educate people. But I think you've got to take the responsibility of your health in your own hands. I mean, you know, people can say you need 5 to 10 servings of vegetables or fruits. But if you're not, you know what, here's what I tell people. Open up your refrigerator, okay, and analyze what's in there. You'd be amazed that if people did that, because they would see that most of the things that they have in there are not nutritious, they're not healthy, and they're not good for you.
Yeah, yeah. And be aware of those UFOs in your refrigerator, unidentified food objects, especially you bachelors out there. I've had it happen to me, being a bachelor myself, and leftover in the rear left corner, bottom shelf of your refrigerator. You're going to clean out the refrigerator every month or so. Okay, Dr. Mendel, we need to take a break for Dick Allgaier's health report. And I have many more questions for you regarding nutrition and health as it relates to living a long and happy life. So stick around if you want to stay healthy, but stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
Time now for the Health Report from veteran TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. This feature is brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion, available at health stores and pharmacies, or by going to realnoni.com. Now, Dick Allgaier and this week's Health Report.
Heart devices that use software or wireless communications may be vulnerable to hacker attacks that could cause life-threatening malfunctions. Medical devices have been targets of hacking attacks for over a decade. Physicians note in a paper published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the increasing popularity of devices using software and wireless communications has created a rising risk that hackers might reprogram devices to make them work improperly, interrupt the relay of information needed for doctors to monitor patients, or prematurely drain the batteries. A study presented at the American Association for the Advancement of Science says people who drank about 2 glasses of beer or wine a day were 18% less likely to experience a premature death. Scientists said they have no explanation for it, but they firmly believe that modest drinking improves longevity. Don't overdo it. Researchers at Freeletix, a personal fitness and nutrition app, commissioned a poll of nearly 2,000 working Americans about how they dealt with stress, hoping to learn more about what constituted a bad day. On average, people in this study reported they had 60 bad days a year, with 80% of these 24-hour periods being made at least partially unpleasant by work-related stress. And a lot of the stress reported in the study was due to lack of sleep. 67% of an individual's dissatisfaction on any given day, lack of sleep. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. Hey, a reminder, next week, probiotic nutrition on the menu with health expert Jeff Perupkin talking about all the benefits of beneficial bacteria, which we alluded to earlier in the show with our guest this hour, Dr. Earl Mendel. If you're just joining us, special edition of the program to kick off National Nutrition Month. Dr. Mendel has Dr. Mendel, don't tell me you're writing another book. You've already written 60.
It's up to 62.
Oh, my goodness.
In 35 languages. And by the way, if the listeners would like to log on, I have a newsletter. It's called the Dr. Earl Mendel's Health Minute.
Oh, good. Okay.
And, I bring information to the public that they wouldn't otherwise get. Because, unfortunately, the media, except for you, David, is pretty well drug-oriented. I mean, all you have to do is watch any of the media, and all of a sudden you see these drug commercials all over the place.
Well, we don't have any drug commercials, but I do, from time to time. I mean, obviously, drugs save lives as well, and there's a place for them in modern medicine. But the problem is our over-reliance or a false sense of security. Just because there's a drug out there to cure your ill, you don't have to take care of yourself.
Up. They make up the disease to fit the drug.
Well, yeah, that's another program too. But I'm not by any means against drug therapy. You know, when it does have its place. Let's talk about, since you mentioned how many books you've written and how long you've been doing what you've been doing. And Dr. Mendel, we've been doing these show interviews for over 20 years now.
Yep.
But I just want you to know that I still don't do drugs and I don't drink, because at my age, I can get the same effect by just standing up too fast. So, but speaking of age, I feel that nutrition would be a lot more important to people or in people's minds if they realized when they were younger just how much better their minds and bodies would be, look, feel, and operate when they got older. I mean,
believe me, that's where you really see the difference.
Yeah. The mileage depends on the main. The mileage depends on the maintenance. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just like a car. You know.
And we can be healthy right up until the end, and that's what I think it's all about. So keep up your great work, David. And
you too.
We're going to see you next weekend at the natural
right,
food,
yes.
Natural expo. Products expo, pardon me.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, do you do a lot of traveling? I know you said you were, you've been to Japan 16 times. Do you still travel the world
not
like you used to?
Not as much as I did before, fortunately, social media now, you don't have to travel as much. It's not the same as it was, unless you're a rock star or something.
Well, yeah, but you do autograph sessions. I mean, there's nothing like meeting face-to-face. It's not the same as fake book or, you know, fake time or any of those other virtual things.
It's still nice to meet people, et cetera. That's why I like to go to these different conventions and see as many people as possible. But, you know, it's the whole world now. I mean, my books are in 35 languages, and I get people on the media, on the web from all around the world now.
It's actually wonderful. That is gratifying. Now, let's talk about, we'll end the show, Dr. Mendel, talking about diets. There's the Mediterranean diet, the ketogenic diet, the caveman or paleo diet. What diet do you follow?
I like the Mediterranean only because olive oil is by far the most important oil we could eat.
If it's extra virgin, high quality, not the ones. And you want to buy it in a small bottle, all these big box retailers, they have you buying a quart or half a gallon.
You don't need a lot of it. But the fruits and vegetables, the Mediterranean diet is still, I think, one of the healthiest things. And look into drinking those horrible soft drinks that our president is drinking, or those fat fast foods. I mean, it's
or energy drinks. What about energy drinks? Because
if you exercise and you eat a good diet, you don't need energy drinks.
Right. A lot of people use those just as stimulants. They don't work out at all. It reminds me of the woman that's wearing yoga pants, and it's just she's a poser. She drinks wine and yoga pants, so that justifies her, or it gives her a little more rationalization. Anyway, we're out of time. Can you give us your website one more time, please?
Yes, Dr. Earl Mendel, thehealthsenate.com, Dr. Mendel, and of course you go on to any bookstore, Amazon.com, they'll have all my books.
Yeah, okay. Thanks so much, Dr. Earl Mendel, for being
with
us.
Be well.
All right, same time next year. All right, there goes Dr. Earl Mendel, and here we go with another edition of the program. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for probiotic nutrition on the menu. Until next week, I'm David Snow, thanking you for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, for another edition of the program. But remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.